Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller.
Once again, innocent people were killed in part because someone who wanted to inflict harm had no trouble getting their hands on a gun. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. And it is in our power to do something about it.
That's excerpts of President Barack Obama's statement yesterday following the murder of 9 attendees Wednesday night at Charleston Emanuel AME Church. Let's again gauge public attitudes on gun control with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, the president also said that he's had to make statements like this too many times in response to mass gun shootings. Is there a typical trajectory of public response right after these horrific events take place?
From time to time, when we have measured gun control attitudes just after something happens like has just happened in Charleston, we do see a spike, but typically it comes back down again. So I would say, looking at the long-term pattern, there's some basic fundamentals in Americans' attitudes about gun control that are not fundamentally changed, at least to this point, when these types of incidents happen. For example, after Newtown, the tragic shootings in Connecticut, support for stricter gun laws jumped up by about 14 points from where it had been. But then it settled back almost to where it had been before when we measured it last, which is last October.
So in the general sense, it goes back to whatever baseline we've observed over many years?
That's right. And if you look at that baseline, the long-term trend has been for a decreasing, let me repeat that, a decreasing percent of the American public to favor stricter gun laws. There were points back in 1990 when we had almost 8 out of 10 Americans who said we need stricter gun laws. Throughout the 90s, typically it was well into the 60%. Then in the decade of the 2000s, it fell down to the 50%. And then actually more recently, it has been in the 40s. Our most recent update was 47% who said that we need stricter gun laws in this country. The rest said they should stay about as they are now. So clearly, long term, there has been a movement towards Americans saying, no, we don't need stricter gun laws rather than the opposite, which is exactly not what we would predict, or of course, not what President Obama and many others would think should be the case.
Are respondents asked to weigh in on that general term, gun laws, or is it as specific as, say, background checks?
Well, we do ask, and other pollsters have asked, a lot of specifics about background checks and about being able to sell guns at gun shows and things like that. Our question simply says laws covering the sale of firearms, should they be made more strict, less strict, or kept the way they are now? That's the way we originally phrased it back in 1990 when, as I mentioned, almost 8 out of 10 Americans, given those options, said we need more strict laws. Fast forward to today, or when we last asked it a few months ago, it was 47%.
Now, here's an open-ended question that Gallup recently posed. What's good and what's bad about the U.S. economy?
The responses to those questions, Dave, certainly shows the pivotal role of jobs in this country, because people who look both negatively and positively at the economy talk about jobs. When we say, good news, what's positive about the economy, 23% say, well, because the unemployment's down, we have more jobs. Other people say, kind of tautologically, the economy's getting better. Businesses are doing better is another response. There are more opportunities now. There's a low interest rate. That's good for the economy and so forth. But on the flip, when we then say, all right, what's negative, what's bad about the economy, what's not going right, people say the lack of jobs and unemployment. So it's kind of like the glass half empty or half full when people look at the job situation. Other negatives are big business, corporate greed, inequality. Those types of things certainly come through on the negatives about the economy, as well as the Americans saying that we need better wages for jobs in our employment economy.
So the job picture is looking a little brighter. What's the correlation between jobs and consumer confidence?
Well, we have been looking very carefully at consumer confidence to see what it is related to. And as you know, consumer confidence plummeted. People got much more negative after 08, 09 with the Great Recession. It had been climbing again. This year, actually, it's falling back down again, even as the unemployment rate has been holding steady or getting better. So it's not a perfect correlation by any means in response to your question. One thing we do find is correlated with consumer confidence, actually correlated fairly highly, is the price of gasoline at the pump. Gas prices have been going up since they plummeted last January and February, and at the same time, consumer confidence has been going down. So one way to make us feel better about the economy, apparently, would be if price of a gallon of gas got back down closer to about $2 a gallon.
Frank, ABC enjoyed a ratings surge with the recently completed NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. The Stanley Cup was awarded as well. Let's talk about fan interest in the United States at this juncture.
Yeah, one might think that it would be going up. That is, more and more Americans would say they're sports fans. We know that the ratings for, say, the Super Bowl, in addition to what you just talked about, these events that we've just seen in the last week or two, ratings of the Super Bowl have been up. Record revenues for television for the Super Bowl, NBC had it this past year. We might say, geez, more and more Americans are into sports. Not the case. We have 59% of Americans now who say they're sports fans. Generically, we don't get specific. We just say, do you describe yourself as a sports fan or not? And that's 69%. But if we go all the way back to 2000, that number was 62%. So we actually have a slight decline rather than an increase. About 6 out of 10 of us say, yes, we're sports fans. Do the math, Dave. That means about 4 out of 10 Americans say sports. Yuck.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.